Economically, South Dakota has some of the poorest areas in the United States. But in terms of cultural resources, arguably, this state is one of the richest in the nation. The tribes of the Dakotas are all alive and strong. Their ancient language and culture remain vibrant. But many of the keepers of the culture are passing on. John around him is one of them. Around him carried within him a vast amount of history, cultural wisdom, and language. His funeral brought out hundreds who paid their respects. His loss also highlighted concerns that very few young people speak the Lakota language. The culture runs the risk of becoming extinct. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray spent some time on Pine Ridge, where he spoke with elders and young people about the effort to preserve what it is to be Lakota.
In the early 1980s, two men stepped into a studio in the Santa Gleska College and recorded a group of sacred songs.
Lakota ceremonial songs, performed by John Around Him, translated by Albert Whitehat Sr.
On the surface, the act of recording some sacred songs might not seem like any big deal. But in fact, these recordings mark an important point in history. This tape was made after a near 100-year ban on Lakota spiritual practices. In 1880, Congress outlawed all Native American religious ceremonies, and that ban remained in effect until 1978. Shortly after the ban was lifted, and at the request of a few spiritual leaders, John Around Him shared these songs. The recordings were made in order to help teach others who want to bring the spiritual practices back to all of the people. And while this music is preserved on tape, many of the elders, like John Around Him, are being lost. After a battle with cancer, Around Him passed away. He was a highly cherished elder, and his wake and funeral lasted more than 3 days. Hundreds upon hundreds showed up to pay their respects. On the third day of the funeral, plates are piled high with fry bread, stew, fried chicken, salads, and cake. A traditional feeding and giveaway hosted by the family has packed a Little Wound School in Kyle full of people. The line for food is about 200 yards long. It stretches across the school's large cafeteria, down the hall, and across the entire gym. Robert Tucro is one of those in the school cafeteria. His white hair is showing through a blue baseball cap that reads Native Pride. Tucro grew up with Around Him. He says so many people turned out to honor his old friend because Around Him embodied much of what it means to be a Lakota. In that, Around Him spent many years sacrificing himself for the people.
In a Lakota community, you give yourself. You're always present. You're there helping when the need is there. So that's basically what our relative had.
Teaching the Lakota language is one of the ways in which Around Him helped his community, and the Cha Charging Crow was one of his students.
He was my hero, you know, my idol, you know, and he was what when I had trouble with the song, he'd tell me what that meaning was. As a singer, you need to know what you're singing about. So he taught me a lot, and with the language and the culture, the way of life.
Around Him used traditional songs to teach the Lakota language to school kids in Kyle. It's the same thing that Wayne Broken Nose is trying to do for kids in Wounded Knee. This drum group named White River Crossing is made up almost entirely of Wounded Knee school kids. Language instructor Wayne Broken Nose says Lakota songs are great teaching tools.
Yeah, it helps them a whole lot, especially when it comes to the language. And when they hear the elders talking, they understand what they're saying.
Broken Nose says it's the elders who can instill cultural pride and who most often teach the language. He says this is why the elders are crucial in the education of the youth.
Most of the parents are not fluent in the language, are not trying to. Their children are beginning to stray and they're beginning to stay way late out at night when they shouldn't be. be in places where they shouldn't be and doing things that they shouldn't be doing. But if you notice that the kids that are the children around here that have their costumes, that are always going to powwows and that have that cultural aspect, they have a different attitude or demeanor.
Broken Nose says many of those who still have the language and who still understand the culture are coming forward to teach. The Cha Charging Crow credits John around him as one person who pointed him in a good direction.
I was lost there for a while, and I didn't know what to do or where to go. And one day, you know, one of my relatives showed me Uncle John, you know, Black Sheep John. And that's where I went, and he helped me out, guided me, you know, showed me the sweat, some different ceremonies, helped me out with ceremonial songs. I learned a lot from him.
Educators on Pine Ridge note that the youth can learn a great deal from the songs. But they say even more needs to be done to save this language from extinction. Richard Broken Nose works at the school in Oglala. Broken Nose says the No Child Left Behind Act doesn't allow for teaching of the Lakota language the way it should. He says more Lakota needs to be taught in schools.
They have language and culture, but it's not enough. They only give them 10 minutes or 15 minutes to teach them, and they can't learn like that. It has to be at least 4 hours of Lakota language and 4 hours or 5 hours, whatever, it's a second education. The first education is a Lakota, and the second education is a foreign language.
Turning Lakota into more of a primary language on Pine Ridge is one goal of the Language Conservancy and the Lakota Circle Village. Both efforts are working to create a new language immersion school for children on Pine Ridge. Leonard Littlefinger is a Lakota teacher in support of the effort, but Littlefinger says this project is about more than just the preservation of Lakota. He says safeguarding this culture and language protects part of what makes us all human.
So it's valuable. It in fact, is a national treasure in my mind. About time, I think we need to stop and realize these things and see the value of what mankind has to offer to itself.
Littlefinger says Lakota is one of about 12 native languages left in the United States that has a chance for survival. But he says time is critical. And Rosalie Little Thunder agrees. Little Thunder teaches Lakota at Black Hills State. She estimates that the language has about 20 years before it's too far gone to save. Little Thunder says it's a struggle to keep Lakota culture alive because it is so different from mainstream society. She says Lakota values are based on self-sacrifice for the community, while mainstream culture is more focused on promotion of the individual.
Lakota culture is definitely in conflict with the capitalistic culture, and I'm not so sure that there is a way to find middle ground. You have to make severe sacrifices. And people either become capitalistic, or if they choose to or can't leave behind being Lakota, then they're at the lower stratus of society, the homeless and very poor. And if they're going to be Lakota and be compassionate and have collective responsibility, then that is the only place they can do that.
Little Thunder says no one chooses to live in poverty, but she says Lakota people are forced to live biculturally. They must survive in the white world while upholding Lakota ways.
And it reads, Andrea, my deepest condolences.
Back in the Little Wound School, the family is getting ready for the traditional giveaway that is part of the funeral ceremony for John around him. Karen Artichoker is among those attending. She sits with her granddaughter on a few folding chairs on the gym floor and reflects on the life around him. Artichoker says, despite this loss, there's a lot of hope for the future.
You know, he counseled us to, you know, live our teachings. And I think John would say that he trusts us. He trusts us and believes in us that we're going to carry on.
The drum group is about to start another song as a teenage boy, Justin Dorian, slips out the back door of the school's gym and into the cool autumn air. It's early evening, and a sliver of a moon is about to set in the west. Dorian says he wants to share a song that his grandpa John taught him before he passed on. John around him had a dream that all Lakota youth would be able to freely learn and speak their language. It's people like this young man who will take up the struggle to keep this language and culture alive for future generations.
I hope.